Blog Talk Radio.
Always thought that things would work out in the end, but friends are not friends, and enemies are so close to me. I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me.
Hey fool, run that shit the fuck back, man.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings. Peace. I would like to say welcome to another episode of The Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. I'm your host, Toel. And I'm looking forward to this show. So I appreciate y'all. I wanna say thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. I want to say, all thanks, honors, and praises due to the Creator and the ancestors. Y'all know the deal. Without them, we would not be here. I want to say peace to the listeners, live listeners, everyone call in, everyone listening online via the internet, all the archive listeners. I want to say peace to y'all as well. Big ups. Anyone who downloads, any of the episodes on their podcast app or whatever app you use. Big up to y'all. Peace, peace. I definitely want to say peace and big up to Big Brother Yusuf L, HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com, High Frequency Radio Network creator, originator. Definitely Big Brother. Definitely deserves a big what's up. Welcome to thefoundation.com. All I want y'all to do is go there and sign up for the email list, really. I'm selfish that way. I can be selfish sometimes. I'm just playing. But, the site is dope. Definitely not a lot of information on there. But why don't you go ahead and check it out? Definitely want to say peace to anyone I've dealt business with in the private. Anyone who's, sent in an email, just communication. Anyone who sent in any current event suggestions. Anyone who sent in praises, just thank yous. As well as, any private business that I've done with anyone in the private, want to say peace to you. And of course, last but not least, I want to say peace and salute to all the trustees. Y'all know who you are. Holler at me in the private. Admin at welcometothefoundation.com. That's how you can email us. Here on The Foundation, it'd be an honor to assist you, preferably in your private transition, but in whatever endeavor you got going on. Foundation, we deal with an understanding, and that understanding is incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. So we're standing applying correct information correctly. Definitely want to thank y'all for being here. And with that being said, let's go. Let's get the show started. I hope y'all had a great, commercial new year. I hope everyone is safe and sound. Everyone enjoys themselves. That's really all I care about. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into these current events. Some interesting things going on. I'm gonna start with CNBC this time. Why not? The breaking news is Asian shares decline after Wall Street slips on a Chinese bond report. There's reports that the U.S. dollar will get slammed if NAFTA dies. Different analysts on here. I'm just, going over these things. A lot of talk about cryptocurrencies. But I got the Chinese bond report. So Wall Street falls on China, NAFTA concerns. This right here is on Reuters. I'm sorry. Routers. The three major U.S. stock indices ended lower today after a choppy trading session as investors worried that China would slow U.S. government bond purchases and that the U.S. President Donald Trump would end a key trade agreement. The S&P and the NASDAQ snapped a six-day rally after Bloomberg reported that China, the world's biggest holder of U.S. treasuries, could slow or stop buying the government bonds. The report sent treasury yields to a 10-month high. The S&P 500 pared some losses as yields backed away from their intraday peaks and investors digested the China report. But the index lost ground again in mid-afternoon, trading after Reuters reported that Canada is increasingly convinced Trump will soon announce a U.S. exit from the North American Free Trade Agreement. It cited two unnamed government sources. It's a fairly light week for economic and financial data. In a week like this, political headlines can have a bigger impact than they normally would. This is John McKay. This is an investment strategist at Schroeder's Investment. So basically, you know, I'm not going to read too much more. That's on Routers. I'm sorry, Reuters. I don't know, man. I think it's Routers, though. Wall Street falls on China, NAFTA concerns. I can read that. I mean, I just want to point out that there are reports of China no longer buying U.S. bonds. There's been a lot of talk about that in certain circles. I've been hearing about that for a long time, but now that it's hit mainstream, that's not necessarily a good thing. Once again, this is on Reuters. Chinese officials reviewing the country's vast foreign exchange holdings have recommended slowing or halting purchases of U.S. Treasury bonds amid a less attractive market for them and rising U.S.-China trade tensions. This is China maybe mulling Treasury slowdown. This is on Reuters again. The report sent U.S. Treasury yields, blah, blah, blah. We heard that. China has the world's biggest currency reserves, approximately $3 trillion, and is the biggest foreign holder of U.S. government debt, with $1.19 trillion in treasuries as of October 2017, according to data from the Treasury Department. The Bloomberg report, which cited people familiar with the matter without identifying the seniority or input into the report, quoted the source as saying that the market for U.S. government bonds is becoming less attractive relative to other assets. They also cited trade tensions with the United States as a reason to slow Treasury purchases. Bloomberg said the Chinese officials did not specify why trade tensions would cause a cutback in Treasury purchases. The United States Treasury's Undersecretary David Malpass, speaking to reporters in Brussels, dismissed any concern about China's demand for U.S. treasuries, saying the U.S. Treasury market is a deep, robust market within the world, and so we are confident that our economy, with the economy strengthening, that it will remain a deep, robust market. Now, Malpass, who heads international affairs for the Treasury, also reiterated his concerns about China's emphasis on state-owned enterprises and government subsidies that distort capital allocations. I mean, like, he's pointing the finger back at them. So the largest holder in United States debt stopping or slowing down will have effects. It will definitely have effects on the United States economy. Definitely. What type of effects? I mean, I don't know. There's all types of people out here screaming that they know, and they're predicting this and that. But I do want to say this, Venezuela, because I want to go back to this. Venezuela's been under crisis. Specifically, you know, what I look into is monetary crisis. The currency deflated or hyperinflated or however you want to look at it. People are losing weight. This has been going on for over a year, probably like 2 years. And I also found it astounding that families of like five were feeding themselves for a month off of an ounce of silver, and everyone else was starving to death. That's something to think about. But I saw this Venezuelan teen killed during looting of a flower truck on a highway. Reuters, a teenager, was shot and killed during the looting of a flower truck in Venezuela's Plain, according to a police report seen today. The latest food-related casualty in the collapsing economy, where millions are unable to eat properly. Jose Mataran, 19, was fatally wounded during a showdown with police trying to prevent looting on a highway near a slum in rural state of Puerto Viejo on Tuesday evening, so last night. Another man who was not identified was wounded and taken to the hospital. The police arrested the four people with bags of flour. Flour, man. There has been an increase in looting and scattered protests in South America, the South American OPEC member, in the last few weeks, as a fourth straight year of painful recession and the world's highest inflation leaves millions short of food. Critics blame President Nicolas Maduro for Venezuela's economic mess, saying he has persisted with failed statist policies for too long while turning a blind eye to rampant corruption and suffering. Leftist government says it's the victim of an economic war by political opponents, business-friendly foreign powers intent on bringing down the president in a coup to get their hands on Venezuelan oil reserves. Huh. And what they said was an attempt to combat speculation. Authorities last week forced over 200 supermarkets to slash prices, creating chaos as desperate Venezuelans leapt at the chance to buy cheaper food. But the measure has left some supermarkets devoid of many fruits and vegetables, with employees saying they are not sure if the merchandise will be replenished. Poor Venezuelans have been forced to survive on cheap starches, cut back on meals, scavenge through garbage, or beg in front of supermarkets and bakeries. Malnutrition is on the rise, especially among children. And Maduro's opponent or opponents warn the situation is set to become more dire this year. Hopping to CNBC, gold jumped on the report China considering slower treasury buys. The dollar dropped, which helped gold shrug off the rise in bond yields, reportedly. Gold jumped to its highest in nearly 4 months today as a report that the Chinese officials had recommended slowing or halting U.S. treasuries. So y'all see, just these reports of China, how it's affecting, you know, this specific asset class in the United States and, you know, the value of the currency. Slowing or halting U.S. Treasury purchases sparked a broad-based sell-off of the dollar, lifting assets priced in the U.S. currency. The dollar already under pressure versus the yen after the Bank of Japan moved to trim its long-dated government bond purchases earlier this week, slid more than 0.5% versus the currency basket, which is, you know, SDRs, its biggest one-day drop in over a month. Well, there's gold. Dollar dented by report China may halt bond buys. I mean, this is on CNBC. I'm not even going to say nothing about this. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying, man. The economy in the United States he's definitely connected to the world, specifically large debt holders of the United States, which definitely affects anyone who exchanges Federal Reserve notes for any goods or services, specifically food. And no, I see it getting pretty serious. I see these talks of, and the interest rates is rising, and it's getting interesting. It's definitely getting interesting. So always, in my opinion, have like your backup plan. In my opinion, your backup plan, the first leg of your backup plan is to privately be acquiring, silver and gold in that order. Just specifically, silver is not only a precious metal, it's industrial as well. It's usually mined, 90% of silver or something like that is mined secondary, which means the companies that are mining about 90% of the silver aren't even mining for silver. They're mining for something else, and they come across silver and they grab it anyways. And, being dependent on these currencies, or as you'll see in a second, these companies for these currencies, while you're dependent on them, is not a good plan in and of itself. Check this out. This is on Apple Insider. I think a couple of weeks ago I was talking about last fiscal year, 2017. I was speaking about how AT&T gave all those bonuses, $1,000 bonuses to so many employees. I mean, I'm sorry, because it's people's lives. But it's still funny to me. In anticipation of this, these tax cuts, corporate tax cuts and stuff. Gave away, $1,000. I don't know how many employees there. Y'all can look it up. But it happened. Or the report happened, at least. So I saw this the other day. On this AT&T workforce is stricken with over 2,000 layoffs in the U.S. days after a $1,000 tax reform bonus check. And the days before, this is a week ago or so, a couple weeks ago. The days before Christmas, AT&T and DirecTV gave layoff notices to a large number of landline, legacy service, and home installers spanning the country, and more are coming. 600 employees were notified of the pending layoffs. Most of those were across Midwest states, with some of those including higher skilled workers. Other layoffs by the company include more than 700 DirecTV home installers across the country. Additionally, in December, AT&T fired 215 technicians in 9 southern states. They won't even tell you the states. According to the New York Post, with another 700 reportedly coming in Texas and in Missouri, and that'll be next month in February. It's not clear if the firings relate to the pending AT&T and Time Warner acquisition or how it specifically relates to the announcement that the company was giving $1,000 bonuses to 200,000 employees. There it is. That was the number. In commemoration of the tax overhaul signed just before the holiday. Employees have 3 weeks to find and apply for another job, and they are suited that they are suited for within the company, or the termination is permanent. AT&T employees that are expecting to be laid off have told reporters that the options that the company is presenting are slim and a fraction of the salary that they are earning before. Technology improvements are driving higher efficiencies. and there are some areas where demand for our legacy services continues to decline. We're adjusting our workforce in some of those areas as we continue to align our workforce with the changing needs of the business. You know what the needs are? Lower costs. Look. Oh, man. So they gave $200,000 employees $1,000 bonus and then started laying on everybody off. And then here, this will be my last one, y'all. And then we can chill on the current events. This is on businessinsider.com. Y'all can check it out. Fast food CEO says it just makes sense to consider replacing cashiers with machines as minimum wages rise. Jack in the Box says it is considering swapping some cashiers with robots as the minimum wages rise in California and across the country. As we see the rising cost of labor, it just makes sense to consider adding new automated technology. CEO Leonard Kama, said, was this yesterday? Yeah. Jack in the Box previously tested technology such as kiosks. According to the CEO, the kiosks resulted in a higher average check and helped with efficiency. But at the time, the CEO said the cost of installing the kiosk wasn't working. But the minimum wage is increasing. Jack in the Box is reconsidering the use of kiosks and other technology. Minimum wages are increasing in 18 states in 2018, including California, where the West Coast-centric Jack in the Box is based. California is on track to become the first state with a $15 minimum wage. Jack in the Box isn't the only fast food chain that has considered using automation to reduce labor costs and modernize. Wendy's announced plans to install self-ordering kiosks within a year. McDonald's is adding kiosks to over 2,500 stores, though it pledged not to replace cashiers with kiosks. Okay, smaller chains such as Eatsa and Cali Burger have been working on automating the entire restaurant experience, man. You're trying to go to a restaurant and the entire experience is automated? I mean, hold on. Is the robots cooking my food, man? Come on. With government driving up the cost of labor, it's driven down the number of jobs. This is Carl's Jr. and Hardy CEO, Andy Pudger. You're going to see automation not just in airports and grocery stores, but in restaurants. Telling y'all, and that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning, as far as I'm concerned. And I see it beginning to happen, and I see the precursors of these things beginning to culminate. And my concern is genuine. I know a lot of my people, you know, occupy these you know, sectors of the workforce and raise families. And, you know, from trucking and shipping and fast food. And I mean, oh, man. This automation is going to change a lot. It's going to happen pretty fast. And it's, you know, it's something to be, I'm doing my part so that people are prepared for it, and I'm becoming more prepared for it as well. And the more this stuff proliferates, the more it's going to displace, you know, what we know as normal jobs, patients, regardless of the wage. So. Got get everybody behind the minimum wage hike nationwide, and then automate everything because it's cheaper to do that. So unknowingly kind of push for our own problems. Just looking to avoid these issues. What are we talking about? On this episode of The Foundation, it's time to start that business. Time to start that business. Been thinking about it, putting it off. Might have your paperwork somewhere. Might have done a few steps and then stopped. May not have even started yet. Time to start that business. The New York Times website, newyorktimes.com. Six charts that help explain the Republican tax plan. Right? One of the biggest things that happened with these new taxes that were put into place, you know, with the Republican administration over there in the Congress of the United States, with, you know, is the reduction in the corporate tax rate. Corporate taxes, I think, was around 35%. I'm pretty sure it was 35%. Let me see. 35%? So corporate tax was lowered to from 35% on corporate taxes to 21%. So it'll allow temporary immediate expensing of assets, scaling back deductibility for corporate interest expenses, moving to a territorial system, and implementing a one-time repatriation tax on profits overseas. It also creates a new tax rate for pass-throughs. Sole proprietorships, partnerships, and S-corporations. This is the Ways and Means Committee. Then the Congress put it into, so it's in a congressional record, it's actually legislation. So, you know, I suggest that you at least take a look at this, you know, or ask someone who knows about it to explain it to you a little bit. Bottom line is, if you know how to structure, you're going to be good. I'm about to crack toenails, toe bones, pancaking. In this episode, just real quick, because, you know, I know we all got to do our dance. Everybody got lives they got to take care of, family members, loved ones. And I look, that make valiant attempts for everything that I say to have some meaning. I'm sitting here trying to tell y'all what's going on with this economy. And they're doing this right here, you know, this letting them repatriate their money, these corporations, and not tax them because this economy is about to get hit. There's a lot of stuff, geopolitical stuff going on. You know, obviously North Korea. I don't know if you're paying attention to Iran, though. I don't know if you know who's behind North Korea, China, but there's a lot of geopolitical stuff going on. I got indicators in the market, you know, the specific market indicators, because the market talking about geopolitical risk without even me not even looking at the news. I can tell. So these guys going to look. So bottom line is, it's time to start that business, is what I'm saying. So here's the deal. Here's what I'm going to say. It's like 21%, right? It's down 14%. That's crazy. I don't know. That's some stuff I've never seen. I've never seen taxes go backwards. Why is it time to start that business? You're going to limit personal or private liabilities. I suggest that you do that as much as you can at this point right now. So if anything goes wrong with the entity itself, the business itself, you can bankrupt the company and it does not affect your private personal wealth. And that's what we're looking for. That's the main thing. And that's why we're doing business, quote, in the public in the first place. I know there's a lot of people, a lot of different sections of individuals and subcultures and so forth. Heavily going against public entities, so on and so forth. I think that's a personal decision. And I think that's something to be made personally and privately. I think once you gather as much information as possible, weigh the pros and cons, the benefits versus the disadvantages or liabilities of the situation, and thus move forward. But I'm sitting here looking at this stuff, right? In the way that I'm set up, the way that my estate is set up, the way that the entities that I use in the public are set up. I mean, I hate to say it, but this is not a problem at all. And that's the way we're all supposed to be set up. All of us. It's time to start that business. At least, at the very least. If you're not doing business through trust, which really trust do, they report with the 1041. So I'm gonna start saying, you know, trust system or the 1041 system or something like that. I don't know. I'll figure it out. And doing business privately, but still publicly held corporations to ride the debt, to hold the debt liability. I mean, to the point where, like, why not have a trust, even if you have the money? Even if you have the money, why not the trust? Give a loan to the business and charge it 4% interest or something. Now the trust is getting the money back and it's getting 4% interest. Well, that's a note. And certain things can happen with that note. If anything, type of bankruptcy or something like that. And understanding expenses and understanding systems is important. Because if we don't understand these systems, they work against us. So bottom line is, it's time to start that business. It really is. It's time to start that business. It's an LLC. I'm going to tell you that. It's an LLC. And a business is a state-created entity, straight up. So you're dealing with two jurisdictions off top. You're dealing with the state jurisdiction, and it's going to have a federal EIN number. So you're dealing with the federal jurisdiction as well. But there's certain, you know, things that you put in the operating agreement that show who the managing members are or the majority shareholders or however you got it set up. Now, the state will recognize that as an LLC, but the federal, or specifically the Internal Revenue Service, is not going to recognize that as an LLC unless there's some, you know, the specific steps that are taken. Because just because you launch a corporation at the Secretary of State of Georgia doesn't mean that the federal IRS or the federal government just goes to Georgia and says, okay, what's going on? Okay, I'll take that. Thank you. We'll handle that. It's not how it works. You got to have a commercial address. You can get a free number from Google. I know most of y'all got Gmail accounts. Some at Gmail. Probably thought it was cool, cute. Maybe has your name with some numbers. You know, I don't know. It's significant to you, the birthday or your mom, whatever it is. But you got a Gmail. Most of y'all didn't know that you can get a free number just because you have a Gmail. And then associate that number with your business. And that number will ring to your mobile phone that you already have. And you just save that number in your mobile phone as your business name. So when it rings, you see the business name and you know it's a business call. So you answer it on business. Now you got a business number that you can associate with the business and the business address. And list it, you know, at 401 and stuff that you need to do. You got that business number for free. And it just dials the phone that you already have. It's time to start that business because it doesn't cost as much as you think. It's not as expensive as you think. It's not as hard as you think. It's just a process. And really, you only go through that process one time. Even if you go through the same process again, you never go through that process like you did the first time. The second time, you're kind of pro. The third time, you're really pro. The fourth time, you're extra pro. You know, third, fourth time. Because people are going to start asking you, what you doing? How you do that? I'm like, here, I got you. I got you, fam. That's how I did it. It's time to start that business. But, you know, that's a jewel right there. You can get a free phone. And look, all you got to do is, you know, you got to, as easy as you got to be logged in on a laptop or, you know, on a desktop or something, right? And so just log into your Gmail, you know, so you're in your Gmail and you can see your inbox and all, you know, all the messages you got. Some of y'all got 14,000 messages because you don't gave your email to too many people. Too many commercial. Anyways, so if you're logged into your Gmail on a laptop or a desktop, you know what I mean, and you open a new tab and you type in voice, like, you know, the sound of my voice, voice.google.com, and hit enter, it'll take you to, you know, what's known as Google Voice. And they, you know, you pick a number, give them the area code. They give you you can decide which numbers you choose. It gives you a couple different numbers you can choose from. Choose a number. And then it asks you, what number do you want to forward this number to? And you put in your cell number. And then it'll call you or text you to verify that it's your phone, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? You have to be adding phone numbers to other people's phones. And then that's it. Now, there's other things. You go into settings. You can record the voicemail. So you can put a business, you know, greeting on the voicemail, separate from your personal voicemail on your cell phone. All of it's free. And then you can change the setting to where you can see the number, but I don't like that because I just see a number. I don't know if it's some random number calling my phone or if it's, you know, a business, you know, number calling. And that's the thing. So that's why I saved the number that you're going to get from Google, the Google Voice number, the number that you get, I saved that number because when you get a call, like a business call, when your phone rings, it's going to be that number that you chose. If you said your business is going to be that number. So say that number in your phone as your business name. So that's what I know. I see the business. I know, okay, answer the phone. That's how I started out, like straight up. I started building business credit. I got a corporate address. You know what my corporate address was? A shared office space, like a little spot, you know, You can go in there and they have workbenches and work tables and Wi-Fi and copier and, you know, maybe a shredder, bathroom, maybe some tea. You pay a certain amount of month and you get it, you can go in like so many days a week or maybe one day a month, you know, if you get, got the least one. And then you can add on a mailbox for maybe $20 more. So you can get mail there. That's what I did. I got the mailbox. Now, some spots, they make you be like, well, you got to get the plan in order to get the box. But I got the spot that you ain't got to do the plan. You just had to do the box. It was like 30, it was $40-something the first one I did. $40-something a month. And they just took mail. So I'm talking about boxes. It didn't matter. And now, remember, what I'm doing with this business credit is I'm buying toilet paper, you know, from a house, and like sponges, and so on and so forth. So I need that stuff. And then they want an address to verify the business and stuff. And it's cool because I need to get the mail anyways. So, cool. So, yeah, I got a, you know, a little shared office space, like $100 a month. If you can't afford that, I'm telling you, you can get something cheaper. I'm telling you, they will take. There's companies that do this. You can do a search, shared office space, and put in, like, the zip code near you or something. And then that's a commercial address. And then once you got the commercial address, you can start listing the number, the business with that number that you just grabbed, you know, from Google. The business address and the suite number, because you're going to have a suite number because, you know, it's going to be a shared office. And you're going to have a little suite number, which, I mean, you know, I think a suite number makes it look legit. You're looking legit with a suite number. Yeah, it's, you know what I'm saying? Suite 227, you know what I mean? Got to get that suite 227. Yeah, second floor. I'm just playing, though. But you put that on there, you know, you list that, but you got to go to the Secretary of State. Here's what a lot of people miss. You know, pancakes and toast at night, if y'all can't tell. You got to go back to the Secretary of State because you already started the business. You already registered with the Secretary of State. You already got the EIN. You already got the bank account. You know, you got the corporate address. Maybe not. You got the, you know, the phone number or whatever. And then once you get the corporate address, depending on when you get it, because most times they're going to want to see your business documentation from the Secretary of State to give you a mailbox in the name of the business, you know what I mean? But some places they won't. So try. I've seen places that didn't. But you got to go back to the Secretary of State or go back on the website and then amend the documents and give them the new company address, the new, you know, the shared office, the corporate office. Yeah, put that on there. So when the business is, when you start getting business credit, they're like, yeah, this is business. You give them the business. What's the address? You give them the address, you know, because you got the, you know, the business address now. They're going to pull up the Secretary of State documents. They might put you on hold if you're on the phone or, you know, this is what they do. I'm telling you. When they extend business credit. And if the addresses don't match, they ain't going to give you nothing. They can give a deposit or something. So when you get the corporate address, the share, you know, the address, you update the address at the Secretary of State. It's like $20, $15, sometimes $55. I don't know. It's different. But you just amend it. It's called a corporate amendment. So if you do an LLC, it's an amendment to the LLC. And then it has different things you fill in. It's only filling what you need to fill in. So you're changing the address, only put in the address. Unless it says you got to put something else in on the form. So then you walk in and start asking for business credit. Because the first thing, I'm telling you, the first thing, besides, you know, I thought it was brilliant. You know, build a business credit off of toilet paper. You know, something I already use. We already use that. I'm looking at other people, you know, looking at them. Bet you they ain't building business credit off them buying their toilet paper. You know, it just made me feel good. I don't know. It still kind of gives me a kick. But, you know, these things that I was getting. But the first thing was, you know, going to the mobile company and open up in a business account and the company name. It's just like, oh, you know, I just want to open an account. It's going to be, you know, start off with one line, maybe two lines. You know, I'm going to port the numbers in. So just open the account. So that way, you know, if you got a deposit or something, you know what the deposit is, you're going to pay the deposit. Then port your numbers, man, into that business account. Straight up, even if it's one number, I don't care. Have the bill go to your office, your shared office or your mailbox or whatever it is. It don't matter. Do that. Pay it. Pay the deposit. I'm serious. Because every time you pay your bill, the corporate bill, every single time, it reports as positive payment history on the business credit profile. That does not happen when you just have, you know, personal cell phone, you give them social, whatever. It doesn't happen like that. So, as far as I'm concerned, business credit is one of the biggest things. You know, one of the biggest reasons why it's time to start that business. Because you're going to be getting benefits by doing the same things you're doing right now in a different way through the business that you don't get by doing them the way you're doing it right now. And just do it consistently. I know it sounds weird, you know. And there's a little bit more to that. You know, you want to get multiple accounts. So maybe, you know, you buy toilet paper this time with this one, or then switch up. And then there's different reasons, depending on how tight you set your company up. You may be extended, or your company may be extended credit that otherwise, you know, other companies aren't being extended. So it's different for everyone, you know. But there's standard and specific things to do. Now, beyond that, beyond the benefits of what you're already doing today, it's automatically putting you in the position of being a business owner. Because we all just witnessed one of the biggest tax overhauls in the United States in our lifetime. And it was highly, highly, highly in favor. Of measures, ways, and means that most of us do not participate in. I know we work in a job, man. I work overtime for the past 6 days. So, what you mean start a business? I know. But the thing of it is, we gotta hustle like most won't, in order that we are able to live how most cannot, how most can't. And it's not forever. Some of us, it's really easy to start a business. Some of us, you know, business is already booming. Some of us may have business that, you know, is looked upon in a negative light in the public by certain officials. I mean, there's always a way to do something, but that's pride. Bottom line, there's nothing that you're doing right now privately or so-called privately under, you know, the accounts in your name with the social security number with that you can't do with the business name and the business EIN. nothing. It's a legal person. Corporation is a legal person. A trust is a legal person. An estate is a legal person. And there's different rules with different persons. There's divisions amongst people in the same manner there are divisions amongst persons. And I'm just trying to have you look, just check your person, man. Check your person. It's time to start that business. That's the person. Off top, like tomorrow, next week. Hit me up, admin at welcometothefoundation.com. If you starting a business, I'm going to say it. But I'm going to put a date on it, too, because y'all be in the archives. Y'all be finding the show and then go all the way back to like the first show you can find and then try to catch up. And they be hitting me up late. People be hitting me up late like, yo, what's going on with that New Jersey trip? And I'm like, what? But nah, okay, so this commercial year, January 2018. So, and we halfway through the month. About halfway through the month. So, until the 20th, of January. Y'all listening live, y'all know what day this is. Until the 20th of January. If you're starting a business, if you're trying to start a business, you need a consultation, hit me up. I get on the line half hour just on GP. You don't know what GP is, a general principle. The principle of it's time to start a business. Straight up. It's a new commercial year. This stuff is starting to start tripping. I don't know when. I don't be predicting times, but I'm looking at this. A lot of us are looking at this stuff. It's time to become independent, y'all. We are creators. We were born creators. Born creators. Just somewhere along the lines, we got dependent. We need to become more independent. Transition to a private way of doing business. But even if even if it's like, yo, Sold, I just came. I know transition to private requires energy and for the funds or whatever, time or whatever, skills or whatever. I just got it. If you ain't got it, can't go private right now. And I feel you and I still love you, yo. It's time to start that business. Straight up. And yo, 20th of January, 2018. Hit me up, admin at welcometothefoundation.com. Don't be playing with me. Because I'm not playing with you. Admin at welcometothefoundation.com. And I'll holler at you for at least 30 minutes. Just off the rip. Straight up. It's time to start that business. Oh, it's time to start that business. Business has assets. You know, as an executive of the business, you know, there's certain corporate benefits that you can partake of, such as a company vehicle. Company, you know, cell phones. That's what I'm saying. Put your cell phone name in the business. And like, you know, I'm just gonna tell you real. Like toilet paper and, you know, sponges and dish soap, and, you know, if you use bleach and Windex, you know, you're cool. But, you know, all these things you can order, like household items, these are perishable. Not perishable, but, you know, they diminish. And these are the same things that are used in the office. And to me, that's cold. I'm going to go to the phone lines in a couple minutes, y'all. But it's time to start that business. They dropped the tax rate, the corporate tax rate, 14 percentage points. Now, who's to say one of them cats is going to get in there after this dude and put him right back up. I don't know. I don't know what the future is. But if you're in the public and all you're doing is W-2ing or 1099 through the social, you skating with one skate, put on another skate to put up this, even if it's a little skate with, you know, two wheels. At least you got two skates. It's better than just one skate going down this road by yourself. Cause stuff happens. Some stuff came up on me lately, last couple days, kind of out of nowhere. And, you know, as far as unexpected expenditure. And, you know, through entrepreneurial efforts and things that, you know, the type of nature and lifestyle that I live, you know, there's definitely funds available to handle these things, you know. And I just know it just makes me feel good. Also, at the same time, feel bad because I know there's a lot of people that can't handle stuff that just happens unexpectedly. Because we only got one skate. Got one skate on. Get that one skate knocked off from under you, falling. We falling hard. And it doesn't need to be the case. Y'all out here with one skate. 424-222-5250. You want to call in to the phone line? Hit one on your keypad. I'll bring you in. We can chop it up. What is it? 563-999-3625. Is another number you can call, apparently, which works. They both work. Cool. And I'll get up with you. And I appreciate, you know, I definitely appreciate y'all. The foundation is officially over a year old. You know, been doing this show for some time now, y'all. And I really appreciate y'all, you know, sticking with me. A lot of loyalty and a lot of growth. A lot of people that I've dealt with specifically, you know, privately and as well as just hearing things through updates and emails, you know, we moving forward, y'all. A lot of us are moving forward. And shout out to everybody who's made progress in the last year in their private transition, in their transition to being, you know, entrepreneur and less dependent on, you know, the machine or the system or someone else's corporation that they created or their family created. And, you know, at least starting our own thing, you know, no matter what level it is, I don't care. You deserve, you know, a high five. I don't know, you know, pejorative or disrespectful way, like straight up. There's the little accomplishments stacked up through time that add up to big accomplishments. We got to understand that. And anyone that take that away from you, let me know. I'll holler at them. Just let me handle that. That's not what's up. Not at all. But it's time to start that business. Definitely you can do it. I can help you do it for real, especially when it comes to the corporate structure, you know, the incorporation. How to set it up, you know, establish your business credit. How to play the game, you know, we all know the rules of the game. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to thefoundation.com. Please. Go there and, you know, check out the PDF section as well as the PDF section on highfrequencyradionetwork.com and get as much information as you can and just, you know, start investing in your private education through, you know, particular and non-particular public resources. Because that's, you know, honestly, that's where it begins. You know, this broadcast right here, this is public. And, you know, y'all know that's where that begins. So continue to do that. Sign up to the email list. Welcome to thefoundation.com. It's pretty much right there once you go to the site. I want to thank everyone who's been down for the foundation. You know, we've been on high frequency, like I said, for over a year now. And I definitely just, you know, wanted to take some time to acknowledge that. I definitely did. So with that being said, let me go to the phone line. First caller we got here. Here we go. All right, I'm trying. Let me see what you... See, I don't want to say your number yet because this ain't working yet. But I got this right here. All right. Here we go. Come on. It's 646. 646-5098. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's the deal, sir? This is Dal from Brownsville.
Hey, peace, family. How you doing?
L, can you hear me? I'm all right.
Yeah, I can hear
you. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
How's everybody else?
Everybody, you know, everybody's well around my way. How's everybody? How's your family?
Everybody's all right here, too. I want to say thank you because, you know, you did say, like, you know, you appreciate, you know, all the callers that's been listening over the years. Thank you very much, Soel.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, virtual office, is that a good thing to do to start a business? Virtual office?
Yeah, I mean, when you start your business, that's what you can use for, you know, your business address. So when you start applying for business credit and they research your business, the address comes back as commercial and not residential, because that's a big deal when you're trying to get business credit.
Oh.
So that's it's a low-cost, effective way of getting a commercial address for your business and profile. So.
Okay. I'll give it to you after I get up the phone. Go back. All right. Yeah, that's the little guy.
Gotta get some ice cream, man.
Supposed to be asleep. He wants some ice cream.
You gotta get some ice cream.
I keep him a whole bunch of snacks. Yeah. Yeah. That he'll try to eat up everything when I buy it. Like that he don't think about tomorrow. He want to eat everything right then and here.
Nah, you're not
supposed to.
You're supposed to think about tomorrow.
The whole box. Yeah, I know. I make sure that. Yeah,
I know you
buy everything
but,
all right.
That's good, man.
Yes.
Enjoying yourself.
Everything is all right. Definitely.
So you
started
start
back working on
it. Or you already got your business popping?
I haven't. It's pre-startup, you know, like that, because I did it last year. So this March coming up, I make a year. So it's pre-startup. I'm doing my SAMs. I thought I registered my SAMs already, but I haven't fully hooked it up. I'm getting back into the swing of I'm going on the computer because, like, when I was out of work, I was applying for all these jobs and nobody was calling me, so I started hating computers. You know, because I had to fill out a lot of applications online, so I'm getting back in the swing of computers again. And so once I have my DUNS number already, so I just gotta do my SAMs, and you know, I want to do something like something like drop shipping or order stuff. You know, like, yo, you need 1,000 pairs of shoes, or you need I want to do something like that. You know, I want to fill orders, you know, government contracts. I want to do stuff like that. You know, whatever they need, I'll call it. You know, if they need uniforms, you know, like NYPD or somebody of that nature. Like NYPD, I think it's about 38,000, the force. If they need 38,000 uniforms, I'll order it, you know. Yeah, I'll make a call to order it. You know, something simple. Just pick up the phone and order it, you know. I'm not trying to do anything heavy anymore, like sheetrocking, plumbing, getting on my knees and towels, you know. I'm about to be 52 next month, you know. So I'm looking to do everything easy, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy early New Year.
Thank you. And last year you gave me a consultation for my first year. I really appreciated that, you know. I know we don't have that much time. It's always a pleasure talking to you. And I always look forward to talking to you. And I'm going to let you take the next call or so, all right?
All right, brother. It's always a pleasure talking to you, man. Peace. Right. Love you. Have a great week.
All right, peace, brother.
And I'll talk to you
soon.
I will,
and you too. Peace. Okay, definitely. Peace.
Peace. Peace, peace, peace. Peace. I was messing around. Daryl from Brownsville, 813-2703. Oh, come on, man. There you go. Peace. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peace. So, what's going on, man? It's Nate from Tampa. I had talked to you probably a couple weeks before Christmas, man, and just letting you know that didn't forget about you. Just basically had to go back and, as you said, do that dance, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, yeah. So, I just want to congratulate you on a year anniversary, man. And it's funny how you talk about, you know, as far as building up the business credit, because, you know, going back to the system for, you know, just to do what I got to do, I realized that, you know, I tried to get a car and I didn't end up getting a car through the business, but I did find it easy to set the insurance up, you know, under the business name and all of that. And a lot of that was the game that you gave me. So I just want to salute you for that, brother, and let you know that, you know, I'm coming soon. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, sounds good. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's real. It's, you know, it's done every day. It's
right.
Just, you know, once we understand, because, I mean, at worst case scenario, let's say in your instance, if you know, you go get a car, you can do it through the business, and they start really, really acting crazy. You can be like, all right, not personal guarantee.
Right.
So you can do a personal guarantee on like a single item, like a single vehicle or something like that. So that'll always work. That's pretty much the same thing. It's like, you know, do it straight under the social. But yeah, you know,
yeah.
We can definitely pay for the insurance. I would definitely get an operating agreement together. You know, you can do a internet search, like on Google or something, or, you know, put in your state. I don't know, you know, whatever, New Jersey LLC operating agreement template, you know, and then hit enter, and then just find something good. You can find a couple and compare them. But in that operating agreement, just say, you know, if an employee or executive uses a personal vehicle predominantly or enough for business use, the company will pay for the insurance. Just put that in the operating agreement.
Right. That way you're covered.
That's a substantiation. Yeah, substantiation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's see right there. I didn't even know about that. So that's another thing that I will get on. So, you know, it is a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it, because I already know from my studies and from talking to you that, you know, building up the credit, business credit, weighs a whole lot more than the personal credit anyway. So even if you initially have to, you know, there's a few things I could to get it down with per what the rep was telling me. You know, you may not need as much coverage. She was asking me how much I'm going to use the, you know, the vehicle for business use for, you know, and all of that. So definitely going to check into that operating agreement, man, and definitely, you know, look forward to it. I'm not going to hold up the line. Just definitely look forward to chopping it up again, man. I just didn't want you to think, and I know a lot of people think, you know, people are fraud this and fraud that. I just want to let everybody know, listening, this dude is 100. I met Yusuf in person, and this dude is cut from the same cloth, and it's just real, recognized real, man. So keep doing your thing, and you know, just as I said, I'm back doing the dance. So as soon as I can, man, we're gonna chop it up.
All right, I look forward to it, man. I appreciate you, and yeah, good to hear that. You know, you know, you back doing your dance. I mean, you know, who else can do your dance but you? So
represent.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, man.
Definitely. You need anything, email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. And I appreciate you, you know, checking out the show this evening, man. Thank you very much.
No doubt, man. Peace.
Peace. all love. Yeah, shout out to Big Brother Yusuf L. That's my G. Next caller. This thing. 925-9681. 925-9681. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, Brian. Biggie Brian from the Bay. What's up, man? How you doing?
Just trying to show love, man. Just, you know, out here trying to learn. Like you guys say, study. So I'm just doing that, listening, and just, you know, showing love. Appreciate what you're doing. You know, because, you know, I ain't gonna front. When I was, I'll just say this real quick, you know, for people who kind of leery about it. Yeah, I understand that, because there's a lot of information to take in. And, you know, I just start jumping and just leaping, you know, just try to say, forget it, you know, only got one life to live, so might as well live it right now, at least on this plane, I only got one life, but, you know, but, yeah, you know, I've just been jumping out here, just trying to figure out what to do, and just trying to learn from people like you, and, you know, bro, Yusuf, and you know, it's weird. Like I said, I'll tell anybody that it's very weird, because you've been taught a different way. You know, you've been taught what they'll say the public way, and then it's weird to find out that's another world that they've been trying to hide from you, because, you know, it makes sense to hide it from you, because why would I want to give you the keys to not be underneath me? You know, so it's like I said, it's a trip for anybody like listen to this. Like, man, this guy must be. He already talking all this stuff. But nah, man, I mean, you gotta ask him. I mean, you can listen for yourself, man. He putting all his heart and soul into it. I ain't even been on, you know, I've been on listening to this probably like, what, I think last year. And I ain't been here from the beginning, but I'm here now, and I've been appreciating what this man been doing. So, you know, all that I can say is keep doing what you're doing, and I try to do my best to, you know, contribute to what's your platform, and you know, you and Brother Yusuf and all that stuff. And I appreciate you helping me and helping others like me, because it's a, you know, you, we got people, you know, place your energy for all the energy that you've been putting out there, and I'm just trying to, you know, tell you I appreciate that, you know. So that's pretty much it, man. I mean, you know, that's it for me over here in the Bay.
Be running for the play. Man, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. You know, you're one of the brothers that, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, caught on quick, not necessarily, but when you grabbed it hard. You know, you got a hard grip. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's funny.
And that's really, I think that's really, because, you know, everybody does their learning process in their own way. But I've honestly really been impressed lately, you know, by how you're moving and how you're understanding, you know, certain things in the process, man. So that's what's up. So salute to you,
man.
As well.
I'll say this real quick, man. I mean, you know, to me, I'll be honest with you, man. I'll be real quick. It never made sense to me when I was like, you know, in school and everything. I was like, man, this is something that didn't seem right. You know what I mean? I hate to say it, but it kind of made me feel like I understood when I was looking at the movie The Matrix. When he's like, yeah, I feel like something's weird. And then once I start hearing you guys talk about it, I'm like, oh, okay, this makes sense to me. I'm like, and I'm telling other people, they're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, what, this don't make sense to you? Like, you know, this is the system we've been in. I'm actually more comfortable knowing this stuff, you know, because I see as a, you know, the playing field, and now I'm just trying to get myself into this situation where I could be able to make the necessary moves I need to make. But like for me, I don't know. This seems like they've been trying to. It just makes sense to me that they're trying to hide this from me. And I'm like, oh, okay. Now I see what's going on, you know. And like I said, I'm just trying to do my best, man. You know, like I said, you know, for anybody, y'all. Also, I'll say this real quick for anybody who have, you know. You know, learning disability, don't let that hold you back, you know, because I know a lot of people don't want to admit that. I'm one of those people who have that. But, you know, you just got to put in the time, and I've just been trying to do as best as I can. I've been locked up in my room and just been trying to study is, you know, trying to get what I can. So I'll leave it like that. You know, I appreciate what y'all do, man.
You know, yeah, you moving. I appreciate you, but I feel like you move. You be moving faster than you think. And, you know, it's keeping your dance, like, man. You know. Yeah, I know. It's all good. But nah, man, definitely appreciate you, man. And you know, we just gonna keep moving forward. Chugga chugga toot toot. Thanks for calling in. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right.
Peace. Yeah. It's Yvette. Peace, it's Yvette.
What's the deal? What's the deal? God bless, Brother Soldell. Peace to the community, to the kings and queens. It's a pleasure, as always. I'm listening to everyone that's calling in, and it's the fruits of your labor that you're getting the positive feedback, Soldell. I just wanted to say, continue to do the good work. You know, everything is coming into place. Some of us a little slower than others, but it's coming into place. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I'm glad that Brother Brian called in. My brother called in, and a few other listeners. You know, the community's learning. You know, after all the news that we've been hearing about them increasing the minimum wage, but also cutting the jobs, I think people are starting to realize it's real now. It's real, and we got to get on our grind. You know, you gotta do your due diligence. You gotta look for these contracts. You gotta get into the paperwork. You know, you gotta find out what it is that get in where you can fit in, and it's about business. And we're the biggest business out here with our financial dollars, with our commerce. We spend liquid cash. And the only way you can continue to hold us is if you keep us on this little chain and continue to pull us along. So we got to start breaking away from that area, and we got to learn how to get into our own business. Before we had these jobs, we had our land, we had our farms, we had whatever. But now we done got so commercialized till we chasing the materialistic things that don't really have any real meaning to us. You know, they need all these so-called automations to mass produce while we running behind. So we need to show society as a whole, we don't need your stuff. We don't need all these fancy phones. We don't need all these fancy clothes. We just need to be mass productive amongst ourselves. The thing is, when you go and get your business, because that's what everybody's learning now. It's about getting the business, getting your business credit in order, you know, putting away the money, because before we was putting away the money in retirement, and they're taxing us still and all. So the thing now is we got to learn how to get our own businesses and write off everything. Everybody else is doing it. Why can't our people do it? It's been a year. I've been listening to you since July of last year, and I'm going to continue to listen. Tomorrow, God willing, I'll be 54, and I'm on my grind. Before the year is out, I'm going to be in the I'ma be on my business, and anybody that calls in, me and my brother gonna snatch them if they ain't there, and we gonna bring them in with us. Cause this is the year for us. This is the year the ancestors has ordained it for us. This is our year. Our people just gotta be more proactive and realize it's not about these jobs now. Because if you look around, even though they're raising the minimum wages, they're cutting everybody's hours. So they're making us more dependent on them. And we got to learn to be more independent towards ourselves. We gotta be on our grind now. It's not about everybody else. We got to make ourselves dependent upon what we need, which is to make sure we can take care of our families at the end of the day. It's not about taking care of somebody else's business. It's about taking care of our business.
So Brother Saul L, you be blessed. Kings and Queens 2018. Most of y'all that's in this community listening, you should be calling in, talking about your business before the year is out. Be blessed, community. Peace.
Thank you, Sister Yvette. Sister, did you say your birthday was tomorrow?
It's tomorrow, 54.
Well, happy morning today, happy birthday, happy new year.
Thank
Definitely.
You.
And have a great day. And
I will. I
you know,
will.
Enjoy yourself, definitely. Enjoy yourself.
As long as I wake up with the help of ancestors, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, I trust that you will. And I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your kind words. And I appreciate your consistency.
And I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great week. I love you.
Thank you. God bless. I love you too. Peace to the community. Peace, kings and queens.
Peace, sister. And that's it. We're streaming. If you fall off, oops, you got to catch up the archives. And I love all of y'all as well. That's why I do these shows straight up. Like, seriously, 100%. And, you know, I appreciate the appreciation. But all praise is due to, you know, the creators and the ancestors, honestly. And I just got to keep it real. I get so much from being able to help my people, from being able to help others, from being able to help those who cannot help themselves, or being able to help those who don't know how to help themselves, help them see how to help themselves, and then watch them do their dance. It's some of the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. If you know, the only way I can experience that feeling again, because I remember what it was like, you know, realizing that I'm doing it. And I'm doing it on my own, or I did it on my own, or I did it with the help of my friends, or I did it with the help of my sisters or my brothers or my family or whoever. And that's an important and it's a wonderful feeling, and I want that for you. And that's why I do this show. It's part of my charity, y'all. But ultimately, I appreciate y'all checking out the show. Appreciate y'all consistently checking out the content. I appreciate all the live listeners once again. You know, definitely. Everyone who checks out the archives, I can see those numbers. Thank you very much. I know not everyone can listen to the live show. I know a lot of people are playing. People playing games. I'm not playing with you. I say that for me, all I want to see is your success. Your success will guarantee mine. If you understand that, you understand where I'm coming from. There's more than one Black Wall Street, but the most, I guess, famous or infamous one was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, I mean, so-called blacks were giving loans to Europeans and stuff, and different types of other cultures and stuff, and that was bombed, y'all. The enterprise that is in our DNA. Creation, creative spirit is within you. All you got to do is cultivate it, tap into it, and step out the way. I just want to assist in, if not anything else, the self-esteem for you to take that first step, because I know you can do it. You won't be even listening to content. You wouldn't even be paying or using or expensing or investing or whatever you're doing, your time in this content, if it wasn't true. So with that being said, welcome to the foundation. I appreciate you. Thanks for checking out the show. 2018 is going to be Raw Daddy. And we're going to do our dance, right? We gotta understand, we're not worried about the boo-hoo, we chugga-chugga, choo-choo. Let me keep it moving. Certain situations and positions that we need to be in from a business standpoint, from a financial standpoint, from a monetary standpoint, from an administrative standpoint, from an executive trustee standpoint, whatever. Once we get that set, a lot of things fall into place. So welcome to the foundation.com. Definitely sign up for the email list. Definitely check it out. Got a PDF section popping. Admin at welcometothefoundation.com. Starting your business. You got 10 days. And holler at me. Holler at me in the next 10 days. I got your back. Just email me. Just put 30 minutes, 10 days, or I don't know, whatever you want to put in the header. And we'll get that going. Highfrequencyradionetwork.com. Relentless. That website is relentless. Appreciate y'all, as always. I love y'all, as always. Take care of yourself. Enjoy yourself. Appreciate yourself. Understand that you deserve to have a good day. You deserve not to be in a bad mood right now or tomorrow morning or whatever. You deserve to have a better life, better quality of life, better interactions with people and those around you. Better senses of appreciation, respect, and honor from those around you. It all starts within you, and you definitely deserve it. And I know you have it. So let's all together look forward to the future, to the day where me doing a show like this would be silly, because why would you do a show like this? Everyone knows this stuff, soaks. And I'll be like, I don't know. And that's what I look forward to one day. Once again, I appreciate y'all. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And let's get it. Have a great week. I will be back next week, you know, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Right? It's 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Or am I tripping? The Foundation. Here on High Frequency Radio Network. And, you know, with that being said, take care of yourself. Enjoy yourself. Catch you next time. Peace to the gods.
Doing this thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.